This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. There are just three of us in the studio. Me and a couple of cults. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Today, hour number one, generators. I'd like to share with you my experiences with generators. How they work, how to connect them to your house. Safely. Efficiently. In a frugal manner. Hour number two, an American hero, no kidding, an activist, senior USA Prepares instructor. He's 88 years old. He stared down the full force of the United States government. His name is Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. He lives on a reservation in Fallon, Nevada. He is the principal occupier, the organizer, of the Alcatraz occupation, when a band of Native Americans occupied Alcatraz to prevent the United States government from selling it to private corporations. No kidding. He's the real deal. And we're going to talk about the atrocities, the genocide, committed by the United States government against the original Americans, the Native Americans, also known as the American Indians. That's hour number two. So let's get started with generators. So yesterday, Mrs. Finelli came up to me and she said, "So what are you going to talk about tomorrow?" "I'm going to talk about generators." "Oh, okay. Hey, do you have any questions?" She said, "Yes. Yes. So I'm at home with the children." This is a scenario that just came to her in her mind. "I'm at home with the children and my husband is gone. And I don't know when he's going to return because of the storm. The storm could delay his return. How easy is it to start the generator?" I said, "Great. That's exactly what I'm going to talk about. And it will be easy to start the generator because the whole family will have learned how it works and they will have practiced everything they need just for that scenario that you have mentioned that question." So here we go. Last time we talked about generators in part one, we talked about the size of generators, small portable generators, mid-sized generators, large generators. And we talked about the difference between rated watts and surge or maximum watts. We talked about fuel. We talked about gasoline and propane and diesel. And now we're going to talk about whole house generators and connecting those generators to your house. Now, you can have a whole house generator that is still portable. Okay? It can still be one that you buy at the big box stores. You don't have to have some company come in with a crane and lower a large generator onto a concrete pad that was prepared for it. Now, you can wire your whole house yourself, in my opinion, if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you need to get a book. And a really good book on electricity is by Black and Decker. Get a complete guide to electricity, home wiring. Well, here's how it goes. A whole house generator can provide electricity for your whole house, but it generally cannot provide enough electricity to run all the things that you want to run when you want to run them. So you're going to have to scale down. So let me give you an example. So let's say you have an older home, and the wiring is from the 1960s. It probably has a 100-amp breaker panel. 100 amps at 240 volts is what you would have. And what does that equal in horsepower? Well, let's say you go to the store and you say, I want to buy a generator, and they say, well, it's, you know, 8 horsepower. Well, what is 100 amp service at 240 volts if you relate that to horsepower or convert it to horsepower? 32. It's 32 horsepower. Now, if you have a 1980s and newer service, breaker service in your breaker panel in your house, it's probably about 200 amps. 200 amps at 240 volts would equal 64 horsepower. So if you wanted to provide enough electricity to maximize the rating of your electrical service panel at 200 amps, you would need a 64 horsepower generator. It's huge. Well, that tells you that you can't run your whole 100 or 200 amp service on 8 horsepower. So if you go to the big box store and you look at the generators, you'll see 8 horsepower, 11 horsepower, you know, so forth. So what you're really going to have to do is scale down. You're going to have to scale down what you want to power simultaneously and get that down to the minimum. And why? The reason that you don't want to overbuy a generator, one that's too big, is because you have to feed it. So, for example, an 8-horsepower generator will use a lot less fuel than an 11-horsepower generator. Because the generators that we're talking about, the conventional generators, run at wide-open throttle. Kind of like that lawnmower you have. In order to produce electricity, 240 volts and 120 volts, at 60 cycles per second or 60 hertz, a conventional generator needs to run at 3,600 RPM. Now, think about that on your automobile, if you have a tachometer. 3,600 RPM is pretty high. Now, car engines and small truck engines can run at 5,000 RPM, wide open throttle. Well, wide open throttle on an air-cooled engine is about 3,600 RPM. So it's running wide open throttle. So you don't want to run wide open throttle a bigger engine than you need. Okay. We have a 5,000 watt generator. And believe it or not, this 5,000 watt generator, it's a diesel, has enough generating capacity to run our farm, if we're careful. Okay? That doesn't mean that we can run everything we want when we want, and we've prepared our home for this. So we have eliminated the things that draw a lot of current, like an electric stove. We don't have one. We do not have an electric stove. We have a propane stove. Propane burners, propane oven. Now, of course, we have a microwave oven, but that is really, the principal use for that is to be a range hood, because a range hood was more expensive than a microwave oven range hood. And so we thought, okay, and if we ever need a microwave oven, we've got one. All right, so how do you wire a generator to your house? Well, some people take one of those orange extension cords, put the generator outside, and run that orange extension cord into the house. Now, in the winter, you're going to have an air leak. And that's all right. A little air leak is okay. But if it's freezing cold and you don't have any heat, it's not so good. And you need to have, if you do that, you need to have the right size extension cord. Extension cords typically come in a very light gauge, 18 AWG, American wire gauge, which is thin wire. And as the numbers get smaller, the wire size gets thicker. As the wire size gets thicker, you can handle more and more current. So they start at 18 gauge, which is a very, very light duty extension cord, you know, for Christmas lights. That's about it. Next would be 16 gauge. Next would be 14 gauge, then 12, and then a real heavy extension cord, really, really heavy, 10 gauge. As the gauge gets in number, gets smaller, meaning the wire gets thicker, the extension cords get heavier, much heavier. But they can carry more current. Typically, you're going to probably want to use 14 and 12 gauge extension cords if you're going to hook up your generator to extension cords. But the problem with that is, how do you hook up your well? Because most well pumps are 240 volts. And typically, they are hardwired into your breaker box or your breaker panel. So with this extension cord scenario, you might be able to run one to your refrigerator. You might be able to run an extension cord for some lighting, you know, in the kitchen. And most people in the city are most concerned about television. They can probably run one at your television on an extension cord. That's not going to be a problem. But what is going to be a problem is heating. Because most heating systems are hardwired, and they're 240 volts most of the time. So if you have a heat pump, forget it. You're not going to be able to run your heat pump on an extension cord. You're not going to be able to run your electric clothes dryer on an extension cord, nor your well pump, nor your stove. But you can run a microwave oven, and you can run a small portable heater, but they use a lot of electricity, which means that you're going to have a generator that can stand it. Typically, a portable electric heater will consume around between 1,500 and 1,800 watts. And that's the maximum that you're going to be able to carry through one of these orange extension cords. Now, here's a rule of thumb. You should test out all of these devices that you want to power before the storm, like this weekend. And feel those extension cords and see if they get warm, trying to run the devices that you want to run. If they get warm, you're overloading that extension cord. Now, one of the problems that I found with extension cords is the ends on them are typically molded. So you have an orange extension cord, an orange plug, and an orange receptacle. The male end is not the problem. The female end is, because they become weak and loose, and the device that you want to plug into the extension cord doesn't usually fit snugly. And you have resistance there, and you get heat there, and then you start to overload the capacity of that extension cord at that point because of the heat, and you can actually have a fire. So I don't like those kinds of extension cords with those flexible molded ends, but there aren't many options unless you want to put your own end on. We'll come right back and talk more about this.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about generators, and I was mentioning those orange extension cords with the flexible molded ends on them. And what I do is I cut off the female end, and I buy a much better replacement end, which is much harder plastic that's not so pliable and flexible. And you can get them for $5 or $6 or $7. But you've got to know what you're doing to put one on well so that you don't have, so you don't increase the resistance and cause it to overheat. All right, so here's a book that I think is quite outstanding. I've got it in my hands. This is the book that I used to wire our house. Pretty much everything you're going to need to know is in this book about home wiring. I think it's the finest book on home wiring there is. It's made by Black and Decker. It's called The Complete Guide to Home Wiring. The Complete Guide to Home Wiring. And when I find them used on the internet, I buy them and have them sent to our instructors and our friends who I think can use them. They're excellent. The second best book, I believe, is The Ultimate Guide to Wiring, Complete Home Projects. It's made by Creative Homeowner, Ultimate Guide to Wiring. And both of the books are excellent. If you can only get one, my choice is the Black & Decker book. Okay, back to generators. So let's say you've decided that you really don't want to mess around with these extension cords because it's really not the best way to go. So you can wire in what's called a transfer switch. And a transfer switch is an electrical switch device that's installed right near your existing electrical circuit breaker panel in your home. And it connects those circuits that you need in your panel to your generator. So instead of extension cords, you just throw the switch. Well, in my case, what I did was I bought a transfer switch. It has three positions. It's a big box. It's probably 30 inches tall, maybe 16, 15 inches wide. And it's heavy. It has a big lever on the side, kind of like a slot machine. Not quite as long as a slot machine, but it's got this lever, and you grab it with your hand. And it has three positions, up, center, and down. And in our case, up means the grid. Up is the normal position when we had our house totally tied to the grid. Okay? Up is grid. The center position is off, meaning the grid is disconnected. And down is the generator is connected. So you can either have the grid connected, you can have your wiring system disconnected from the grid, or you can have it connected to the generator. But you can't have it connected to the grid and the generator at the same time. And that's the purpose of the switch. Okay? And the reason for that is if the power goes out, and if you didn't have a transfer switch and you just had your generator connected to your home wiring system, and it wasn't disconnected from the grid, everything would be fine except for a couple situations. One is when the power comes back on, the grid would be so powerful that it would blow up your generator. It'd burn it up. Two, if your linemen are trying to repair the wiring that has been taken down by a storm, for example, or a big tree, and you are powering your house through your generator and the grid is connected to it, you're also sending your electricity down the power poles and on the grid. And you can electrocute one of those linemen and kill them. So you need a transfer switch, in my opinion. So this transfer switch is really required by the National Electric Code for any connection of power to the home. Now, I don't necessarily like following rules and regulations, but the National Electric Code, I think, is outstanding. And our house actually exceeds the National Electric Code. And you can, if you want to know what that is, you can buy the book, the National Electric Code. So a transfer switch is the only safe way that I know of to connect a generator to your home. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, and I'll tell you what one costs. They're pretty expensive. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So the transfer switch that I had purchased for our farm about 13 years ago was about $300. I just couldn't get over how much it was for this box with a few small parts in it. It seemed outrageous to me. Well, I just looked up the price of that exact one. Today is $462.40. That's the lowest price I can find it for. So they're pretty darn expensive if you want to switch 200 amps. Now, 100 amp switch is a little less expensive. And what this really means is this switch sits between the grid and your house wiring, and you connect your generator to it. So you either have the grid running in the normal operation, or you have the generator running. you know, pick one, and you just throw the switch. So it's really very, very convenient. And because of that, because of this this design, you're using your house wiring. Your house wiring is already in place. Already connected are all those devices that you want to power. Everything's, your lighting is already there. Okay? And if you have a 240-volt generator, it will, depending on the kind of heating you have, if you have a heat pump, it's not going to typically run your heat pump, but it will run the circulator system. It won't run your electric hot water heater either, but it will run you know, some of your small appliances. So that's a great way to have electricity to your whole house by simply throwing the switch. So you're going to have to read about this. Now, maybe you're up to doing it through your skills. Maybe you need to learn some more skills. Maybe you need to have a friend help you. But you need to do it right, because you're going to be dealing with 240 volts and you can electrocute yourself. So you really need to know what you're doing. And you may need to have the electric company remove your meter while you install this, so that you disconnect the grid from your house wiring. Some systems have circuit breakers. Ours does. So if I want to just go out to the meter and shut off the main breaker at the meter base, I can do that. But not all systems have that feature. The older ones don't. Okay, so what this does, this transfer switch lets you use a smaller or less expensive generator to meet your power needs, because you're running it more efficiently with less effort, because you're using your existing home wiring. And there are automatic transfer switches. Now, I'm not even going to talk about them, because it makes no sense to me to get one. There are many reasons why. One reason is I'm concerned about electromagnetic pulses. And if you have an automatic generator transfer switch, you're going to have a processor, a microprocessor, and some sophisticated electronic controls and relays and things that the circuitry may be susceptible to an EMP. Why? Because it's wired to an antenna. What's the antenna? Well, that would be your house wiring in the grid. Okay. So if there is an EMP, it can destroy your automatic transfer switch. So I'm only interested in a manual one. So let's strip down to minimum essential. So I was looking on the internet last night, and I saw one that was kind of neat. Square D is a company that makes electrical components, receptacles, switches, breaker panels, circuit breakers, and a lot more. Well, they've got a 60-amp, 220-240-volt generator panel. It's called the generator panel. It sells at Home Depot, and I'm not necessarily recommending Home Depot, but I'm just saying that that's where you can get one, $129. Now, it has, it's 60 amps, and it has four spaces for circuit panels, circuit breakers. So you can have four circuits connected to this box. So what you do is you wire this into your existing house wiring. You go from your existing breaker panel to this next breaker panel, which is a generator panel, and you put in a 60-amp breaker in your existing panel. You run SE-type wiring, which is service entrance-type wiring, from one panel to the next, your main panel to this generator panel, and you can run 60 amps worth of devices off it. And what you do is, if you think your refrigerator is important, you now connect your refrigerator to this new panel. You connect your lighting to this new panel. And if you have a well pump and you want to connect that, you connect that. So what happens is all of your devices that you want to run off this 60-amp panel are connected to it. And when the power fails, you go to this panel. There's a toggle switch that will switch between generator and grid. And you flip it to generator, you run your generator, and power your devices. That's a great way to go for $129 plus, you know, the labor of wiring it in, plus a small amount of a few feet of SE-type cable. So that's a transfer switch, and I think it's kind of a great way to go, and that's why we have one. And ours is manual. It's not something that you don't have to learn about. You're going to have to actually learn how it works. Now, can you run a well pump on a generator? I already mentioned that, and the answer is yes. Yes. So if you have a well pump that has a depth of 100 feet or so or more, they're typically wired for 240 volts. a 120-volt AC only generator will not be able to power that well pump. So when you buy your generator, you need to make sure that the generator that you're going to buy will power the devices that you want. So find out if you have a well, find out if it's a 240-volt well pump or not. And you can usually tell by going to your breaker panel, and you find the breaker that is designated for your well pump, and if it has two poles, it's 240 volts. If it would be typically double the size of a single pole breaker. Now, a single pole would be 120 volts. So you can look at your breaker panel, and you should do that anyway. So tonight's homework is go to your, or the weekend's homework is to go to your breaker panel and look at every single circuit breaker and find out if you know where they all go. Have they been identified? If they have not been identified, you need to identify them. Okay? So that usually takes two people. So one person switches on and off breakers, another person says, oh, lights went off in the kitchen. Oh, the outlets went off in the kitchen. Well, the family room, the lights went off. The outlets don't work in the family room, and those kinds of things. So that's how you find out. And you mark them. You mark what each breaker does. Because during a power outage is not the time to try to figure that out. Okay. So I mentioned generators and how long they last or how long they don't last. A conventional generator, gasoline-fueled, in the 5,000-watt range, are typically built for temporary use. Use them once every few years. So if you used one for 24 hours a day, it would require an oil change every day. And they would last about a month. So you'd need a couple cases of oil. You'd need a huge amount of gasoline because they typically burn about 1 gallon of gasoline per hour. So keep that in mind. So if you don't use your generator more than once a year, if you leave fuel in the tank, you're likely to gum up and varnish and plug up the carburetor, and it won't run. And that is 100% of the cases that I've seen. People have generators, they start them up, they go out, that's really neat, it works great, and then they just leave the gasoline in the tank. And then the next time they go to use the generator, they don't run because the carburetor has been gummed up by the volatilization of the fuel, turning the fuel into varnish. So if you're going to use your generator, you use it, and when you're done using it, you drain the gas tank, and you run the generator out of fuel until the generator quits from running out of fuel. Then you can store it. All right, let's talk about inverters. I'm not talking about a generator inverter. I'm talking about a generator versus an inverter. We have a 2,500-watt inverter here at our farm. And what happens is an inverter can convert 12 volts, like a common automotive battery, to 120 volts DC. Oh, I'm sorry, AC. So it converts direct current to alternating current. It will convert a 12-volt car or light truck battery to power some 120 volt devices. We found some on eBay a few days ago. They're about $260 for a decent brand 5,000 watt peak. But that's really a wish. You're really not going to get 5,000 watts out of it. You might get 2,500 watts out of it. And what can you power with it? Well, I've tested our refrigerator. We can power our refrigerator with it. You can connect it to your car engine or your car battery, powered by the charging of your car batteries by your car engine. And why is that important? Well, on average, you'll probably have about half a tank of fuel in your car at any point in time. That's halfway between empty and full. So if you have a half a tank of fuel and you're draining your car battery, you can recharge your car battery with your car engine and run this almost silent inverter. This inverter is about the size of a shoebox, and it has heavy cables, kind of like car jumper cables. That's about the size of the cable you're going to need. And you can actually hook up a car a jumper cable to the inverter for a quick connection, and then you can run an extension cord into your house. And this is kind of a temporary situation as well. So we use it on our farm for emergency lighting in remote areas. Let's say we go into the barn and we need to see and it's dark. Well, we can take an inverter with us, hook it up to the tractor battery, or if we take the Jeep, we can hook it up to our old Jeep and run some temporary lighting. Now, these are silent. These inverters are absolutely silent. I mean, just the whisper of a fan. How loud? About the same noise as your computer fan. Here's another thought. What about a uninterruptible power system for your computer? Can you use that in an emergency? The answer is absolutely. I bought a 1,500-watt uninterruptible power system by a company called APC, American Power Conversion. I believe they're the best in the business. And it had a dead battery. I bought it for about $50, shipping included, no tax. $50. 1,500 watts. I'm broadcasting with that UPS right now. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how this works. And you can literally do what I did and connect an uninterruptible power source to your whole house. Pretty cool. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I think this is a pretty neat idea. I don't know of anyone else who has experimented with this, so I can't direct you to go find it on YouTube, or because I don't think it's there. But here's what I did. I bought a used uninterruptible power system, 1,500 watts by APC, as I mentioned, I believe the best in the business, and it didn't have a battery. So that was $50 shipped, and then I bought a brand new battery, an 18 ampere hour battery, 12 volts, for about $50 shipped. So the cost for the UPS is $100. Then I bought a used 12-volt alarm system power supply for about $20 on the Internet, shipped. So now I have about $120 in the system. So here's what I did. I plugged the UPS into an outlet, and what it does is it provides power continuously, and if the power fails, it will ride out a short power interruption. Keep the computers running. Right this minute, all the computers in the studio are running on this system. And what I did in the kitchen a couple of years ago was I made what's called picture rail. Picture rail is molding that's about 10 to 18 inches from the ceiling, and it goes around the perimeter, and I installed LED strip lighting on the top of the picture rail, pointing up. And then I wired that LED strip around the kitchen to a switch, a standard wall switch that I added. This is in a separate box. I did not add this into the existing 120-volt switches that we have in the kitchen. It's a separate box, separate switch, and I used alarm cable, alarm wire, to wire the LED lighting that's attached to the picture rail. And then I connected the switch to the power supply, the 12-volt power supply that's connected to the UPS. So when the power fails, I just flip a switch. It's good to go. Now, how long does this last? Well, a 12-volt lead-acid battery that is in really, really good condition are 13.2 volts. So 18 ampere hours at 13.2 volts is 238 watts. You just multiply volts times amps and you get watts. At 20 watts of power consumption, the light runtime is about, these LEDs, about 12 hours. So if we're really conservative, we'll say it'll run 8 hours on this small uninterruptible power system that we have already hooked up. Now, what I did with that I think is the most exciting part of this, is I wired many outlets in our house to this UPS. I use standard Romex 14-gauge wire. So, for example, let's say you have one of these things in your garage, the UPS. So from the garage, you run to, let's say, the kitchen. And then you go from the kitchen to the bedroom. And in our case, we have four or five outlets throughout the house that are orange in color. And I picked orange ones so that I would differentiate. If someone wants to plug something in, they go, wait a minute, this is an orange outlet. Something different about this. Maybe I better find out why this is different. So the orange ones are for the UPS. And it works great. Now, ours, of course, is now plugged into an off-grid system. And the off-grid system will not keep the computers running during problems with the off-grid system. But the UPS will. And the UPS is plugged into the off-grid system. But you can plug your UPS into the grid. And you can have 8 hours of lights if you do it the way I recommend it. And it absolutely works. And we've been doing this for 20 years. Not at this house, but even in Virginia we had a UPS. Had a small one and a small fluorescent light in one room, and it ran all night. So yes, you can. You can use an uninterruptible power system as a temporary way of generating enough electricity. Well, you're not generating, you're just taking off the battery. But it works. Now, let's say you really want to have a longer runtime. Well, if you have a 12-volt UPS, you can hook it up to a car battery. Or if it's a 24-volt UPS, you can hook it up to two car batteries. But I don't recommend you charge them from the UPS, because after about 2 years, the batteries tend to explode. But temporarily, if you're not going to charge them by the UPS, you charge them with a small charger, disconnected from the UPS, they work great. So I think that's worth a thought. Looks like we'll do part three next week.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.